Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on the efforts of a university professor and her students in the southwestern state of Texas. They are trying to help families who have lost relatives on the border of the United States and Mexico.
It was very difficult for me at first to think about a mother not being able to watch her child grow up.
Then we report on the latest Global Hunger Index. It shows progress in some countries, but severe problems in others. And it tells about a hunger that cannot always be seen.
Hidden hunger is very different from the so-called visible hunger or undernourishment. Hidden hunger really means lack of micronutrients or vitamins in a person's diet.
Helping families of the dead in Mexico and the growing problem of hidden hunger in Africa and Asia. Those are our subjects today on As It Is from VOA. From January to September of this year, an estimated 230 migrants died trying to cross the border from Mexico into the United States. This number is from a new report by the International Organization for Migration. The organization says the number may be higher. The exact number of victims is not known. Their names are also not known. But as our Ana Mateo reports, a university professor in Texas and her students are trying to give closure to families who have lost relatives on the border.
Holding a human rib bone in her gloved hand, Baylor University anthropology professor Lori Baker notes signs of post-mortem damage done after death.
This would be indicative of vulture damage.
The bone is part of a skeleton, a set of bones. It was found in the lower Rio Grande River Valley of Texas, close to the Mexican border. People dying in the desert, their remains being eaten by scavenger birds, such as vultures, are realities of Ms. Baker's work. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security estimates that more than 6,000 immigrants have died crossing into the United States from Mexico in the past 15 years. Local officials have found hundreds of unidentified bodies in South Texas alone. They have buried them in mass graves in local cemeteries. Families have no bodies to bury, no graves to visit. To help them get closure, Professor Baker and her students have been digging up bodies to try to identify them. Families in Mexico and Central America have spent many years looking for lost loved ones. Often, officials say, immigrants carry no identification. If they die, they are gone without leaving a trace. A team of student volunteers helps Professor Baker. The volunteers take part in the hard, sad work of digging up bodies for the forensics. But they say they also share Professor Baker's sense of mission. The work can be not only physically hard, it can be emotionally hard as well. Jennifer Huzak is a recent Baylor graduate. She spent two summers working with Lori Baker in South Texas. She remembers that the most difficult time in this work came early on, when she examined the bones of a baby. Ms. Huzak says it was hard for her to think about the work. At that moment, the bones had a family story connected to them.
It was very difficult for me at first to think about a mother not being able to watch her child grow up. It was very difficult.
Chelsea Art is studying anthropology at Baylor University. She worked with Lori Baker at a cemetery about 100 kilometers north of the border. Hundreds of bodies have been found there over the years. Not many people live in the area. Immigrants are often extremely tired and in great need of water by the time they arrive. Ms. Art says working in the heat gave her some idea, however small, of how terrible it must be for an immigrant to be out in the open without any support.
The latest Global Hunger Index report estimates 2 billion people worldwide suffer from hidden hunger. People who suffer from hidden hunger have enough to eat, but the quality of their food is low. The report warns that food quality is just as important as quantity. The index is published yearly by the International Food Policy Research Institute and 2 other groups. It records levels of hunger in 120 developing countries and in countries that are changing. It lists the countries by the percentage of the population who do not get enough food, children younger than 5 years old who weigh less than they should, and the death rate of children under 5. The report says 10 of the 14 countries with the worst scores are located south of the Saharan Desert in Africa. That is also where the 2 countries with the worst scores, Burundi and Eritrea, are. The report says rates of hunger and death there is, in its words, extremely alarming. The report says more than 60% of the people of Burundi and Eritrea are undernourished, and Angola, Chad, and Sierra Leone have the highest rates of children under 5 dying. But the news was not all bad. The report said the number of children under age 5 who die in sub-Saharan Africa has dropped since 2000, probably because of a decrease in malaria rates and increasing income. And several Southeast Asian and South Asian countries had much higher scores than they had in 1990, including Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, and Bangladesh. Vietnam's score has dropped more than 75% since 1990. The number of underweight children in Vietnam has dropped sharply, and it has cut in half the number of children under 5 who die. Shengen Phan is IFPRI's Director General. He says eating low-quality food can hurt people as much as not getting enough food.
Hidden hunger is very different from the so-called visible hunger or undernourishment. Hidden hunger really means lack of micronutrients or vitamins in a person's diet, which can cause long-term chronic damage to their mental and their physical health. And this is particularly severe for children and their mothers.
That's our program for today. I hope it has helped you learn everyday American English. I'm Christopher Cruz. I'll be back tomorrow at this same time with another edition of As It Is, here on the Voice of America.